Travellers, and well met. The moderator here, Funtons and Flagons, is back for episode 7 already. This be happening. Thank you so much to everyone watching live. Thank you for making the time for being here at 6 p.m. PT every single Monday for the adventure of your life. We are online this year for Funtons and Flagons, so thank you so much if you are following on Twitch, if you are subscribed to YouTube, if you are watching there as well. I really appreciate that. I'm not super going to be but I will be reading out follows and subs as they occur, when they occur, if I see and recognize them, including Mario the Meatball, who just followed. What a name. That's spectacular. And over on YouTube, hello, Stephen Summers. That's fantastic too there. I just want to shout out, though, the fact that if you miss it or can't catch it every week, or you need to catch up on different things, you can head over to the YouTube page, subscribe there, because all the episodes will be made available. Also, shout out to our adventure holders and our DM pass holders. There are 2 new Patreon tiers this year. The adventurers have been insisting on ways to impact the story with those surges, and the DM pass holders help brainstorm each episode, and we came up with some banger ideas during this one. Both of those find out announcements first, and they get access to the after show winding down each episode. If you do want to jump on board and get all those after shows, head over to patreon.com/geekbomb. The DM pass holders also have something that we've never done before: the chance to do re-rolls. So if someone's rolled something and they need a particular amount, you can help them out. Or if they roll a 20 and you don't want to help them, you can get a re-roll as well. If you are a DM pass holder and you're in the Twitch chat, make sure you set up a little whisper to @SpectrumGayMess. That is Caitlin. She's going to ping me. I've got an earpiece in, and she will let me know when and what that re-roll is for. We've had about 6 or 7 re-rolls only. Yes, Caitlin? Are you talking to me, Caitlin? Are we testing? What are you? What's that? They, them. They, them. Caitlin is they, them as well, by the way. Just a little subtle reminder for that one. Really appreciate that. And also, a shout out to all those DM pass holders. Justin, Michelle, Herky, The Void Sorcerer, Mr. Pirate Dancer, Cordero, Zombie Squirrel, Nathan, Isaac, Thierry, Jimmy Sprinkles, Marco, DKTE, Sev_X, Katniss, Adam, Tulos, DBK Joe, Terry, Alex, and Caitlin. I am going to take the script out with and change that so I don't do that again for you, Caitlin. Also, did you hear the new music coming in for this particular episode? We have had a new orchestrated intro made for us. Thank you so much to John Daly. If you want to check out that song and all of his other stuff, head to his SoundCloud. Also, we have some fan art over at reddit.com/Funtons, I believe, or just look up Funtons and Flagons on Reddit. You can submit fan art. And this one is from Glitter Ghouls. This is a drawing of Claudius. Check this out. So in the last episode, they went into a tavern, as you'll hear all about in the recap. And this is Claudius with his ruby doublet and golden buttons as described, having a little bit of a moment. Thank you so much, Glitter Ghouls, for that. That's fantastic. Let's reintroduce you to our wonderful players and their characters. Kate Welch, who is the Welcher, that's a hard chur in there. Hello, darling, who is the designer at Secret Door /Dreamhaven. And Hector is back. He sat out last week thanks to detention. Hello, Kate and Hector. You are back on your adventures. And to help us catch you up, Hector, on what happened last week, we've got a recap. And our resident artist at Terry Trin Art is back on Instagram. He's made the moderator. He's made a bunch of different characters. And he's also done our recaps. So here is what happened previously on Funtons and Flagons. With Elaine's continual bad luck and losing years of his age, he was actually sent to detention to think about his future at the Arcane Academy. Brumhild was tasked with helping to find a missing student, an artificer gnome named Haru Kumar Whitecastle, who never came back from a quest to retrieve a very special map that he still had on him. She teamed up with another gnome, Brumhild, Haven Ariel Goodtime, who was on that mission with Harrow, aka Hack, and knew where the location where he was last seen. They had to go to the Elf Citadel, the Green Gardens. First stop there to get advice, ask the tavern. But getting into said tavern, where they could hear Hack's cries for help, was rather difficult, with a Goliath bouncer in the way.
not set on letting underage students into the gambling establishment, after Haven, having used her powers, challenged the Goliath to show his ID. And with him not being able to, they gained entry. And they found a nearly naked gnome who had bet everything, including the map, in a bout of gambling against Claudius Maximus, his picture we just saw, a rich high elf and new owner of the map. A battle broke out in the bar and a flurry of spells, punches, and tackles. The map seemed to be fluttering around with many attempts to catch it, but none all too successful. And it ended up back in Claudius's pocket, which delighted the cautious klepto Brumhild, who pickpocketed it and then made a quick dash for it, but not before befriending the fellow Goliath bouncer, who funnily enough attended the same Goliath high school. I kind of wish it was obvious that there's probably only one Goliath high school. Let them have their moment. Upon returning to the academy, the failure at betting and losing the map was deemed unacceptable to Headmaster Reedville, who expelled Hack on the spot. Haven, finding the strength to fight back with some serious sass, also found herself expelled from the academy. At this stage during the studies and with serious quests being tasked, failure is no longer an option. And if they want to graduate their studies, with only a few remaining students, will they be able to find and retrieve the hidden shard and graduate once and for all? Let's find out. So it's a new day at the Arcane Academy. I think you two have been called into Headmaster Reedville's office.
You think? Can we confirm that?
Your new address, Elaine.
What is my new address? What do you mean?
Just come with me, and I've got my arm around you as you limp in with me.
I am addressing both of you. Brumhild, again, thank you so much for helping me retrieve the map. That is something that you need and is necessary to graduate the Arcane Academy. Elaine, did you think long and hard when you were in your detention?
Vlad, could you speak up, please, a little bit?
Did you think long and hard?
You don't have to shout. Yes, I thought long and hard, and I have come to the conclusion that I would like to stay at the Arcane Academy. Honestly, just to make it so that I figure out my own age. I'm a teenager. I need some help. So thank you. Danke, Headmaster. Please let me stay, please.
You have potential. And if it wasn't for Brumhild, who really does somehow perform worse in actions, but better here when you two are together. So this is a good thing. Brumhild, I cannot help but notice, though, on your last task without Elaine, you two have changed. You have a hunchback. Or did you forget?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I thought that might have been temporary, but it appears not.
Wait a minute. Hang on just a second here, Headmaster. That is very rude for you to say. She's a growing girl, okay? Leave her alone. Her body's changing. We don't know what's going to stay, what's going to come, what's going to go. You shouldn't be commenting on teenage girls' bodies, okay? That's one thing I know, because I'm a teenage boy in an old man's body.
Her appearance is changing as much as your accent is.
What are you talking about? My accent's changing. Mad as this, you're crazy. Get out of town.
And out of town, you two shall go. Brumhild, remind me, what are your special abilities?
She's a great listener. She's a fantastic friend, very loyal. She's super tall. That's can be very helpful too, yeah.
Thank you. My special abilities are, and I think I've gotten used to the headmaster demanding to know these every single time I'm in the office. So I just snap up like, I can hide wherever I am. And when I get very emotional, I can make things happen to other people or myself. It really depends on the whimsy of fate.
You can also camouflage, correct?
That's the first thing I said, headmaster, yes.
And with that camouflage, you are now able to grow or shrink or change your body as you see fit?
Yeah, that is right. Yes.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay. Well, the next challenge and task I have for you is...
I do want to point out, too, she can camouflage, and that's very helpful. It can be, Sue, too. So don't forget that.
All right, Elaine. All right.
With the map that you now have, the next step in your studies is one step closer to graduating. Find and retrieve the hidden shard of the magical tablet that you will find at the location of the map. I'll need you to undergo your task straight away. If you could try to find lamps and a BOA on your journey, I wish you the best. Good luck. And with that, he ushers you out of the office and wants you to just set upon the journey immediately.
God of the magical. Where are we supposed to go? That was the most vague. What happens now?
Why won't he just fix your weird age?
I know, that's what I'm saying. If he's so powerful, magic powerful, why doesn't he ever actually help the students in his school who need the help? You know, I don't think it's very helpful.
I mean, one might say consequence to actions, repercussions, you know, but maybe-
We're minors!
Nah.
Well, we're one of
you. That's true, you get tried in adult court now. We're, all right. I got this map. I got this flying griffin.
Oh, it's the locations on the map. Okay, then we can go there. Okay.
Right. I assume it's the only piece of navigational hint that the headmaster has given us. So I guess we go there.
So you head to over. You have the figurine in your hand. You've got.
Sure do. Mm-hmm. I give it a little kiss. I give it two kisses, and then. Oh.
Of course, and the two kisses, yes. Lamps erupts out from the figurine and a flying griffin who is becoming a little bit more content with life. It realizes that they get to see your beautiful faces when it is summoned. So its depression is actually starting to feel a little nicer, a little lighter. It's got a lot more purpose. And it nudges you in excitement, ready to take on whatever destination you tell it to.
Here's something I know, Lamps. Lamps, come here. Let me whisper to you, Lamps. Here's something I know. If you're depressed, it's going to keep coming and going. It's a process. You know, you're going to have to work through it a little bit. Don't consider it as something that you can just cure like that. It's not what it is. Trust me, I know. I'm a teenage boy in an old man's body.
And it looks like it appreciates that really poignant moment that it had. You know?
Okay, let's go and try to be back before 4 p.m. because that is when I go to bed for the night. So let's go.
Alrighty. Lamps kneels down so that you guys can get on top of its back. And it, I don't know if you want to tell it where to go, if you want to navigate it, direct it, your call.
I'm still not 100% comfortable on this thing. So I climb on after Elaine, and I have that like death grip around your chest and neck. But in one hand is the map. So I think we're going right there.
Okay, Lamps. Hip hip.
A griff, and it just soars off into the sky and follows this beautiful scenic route all across the lands, and you see the forests rippling underneath. You kind of see the blue of the ocean loom closer and closer and closer to you until you realize by following the X marking the spot on the map, you are sailing, coasting over the sea line, the sea. And the X at the spot, it abruptly stops. He goes, you have a bit of a whoa, and it looks at you expectantly, being like, I did it. And you look around, and underneath you is really, really clear, beautiful seawater. And because of that, you can see that deep, deep, about 50 feet under the water, is what would have been an island. So the island used to sit as an island, but this island now looks like it is underneath the water considerably. So it's kind of like a sunken island.
Well, is there a beach nearby that we can touch down on?
There is. In fact, if you look at the coastline there, you see a settlement that looks a little bit like this.
Nice. So
you head along to that beautiful blue crystal clear water where you can see the island was in that that corner. And this beautiful establishment, we are talking excavated from pirate ships, has been pieced together in an architectural design. Basically, they only have the wooden ships from either crash ships or their pirate ships that have been put together to make little huts and a tavern-esque type place on a on what looks like it was a jetty, a wharf, and it's basically a port. And it looks like anchors are a theme and eye patches are the
fashion. Nice. So Lance will touch down and Broomhild will be off of that griffin as fast as humanly possible, but with a spring of excitement, because being a rogue was inspired by her love of pirate stories. And I'm just like, I'm over the moon. Like, this is it. Do you think Eric the Redbeard might be in there? What if he is?
Eric the who beard? My hip hurts. Let's go inside. Okay, come on. I'm tired of being out here. Let's go.
It's very exciting. And I got my daggers out because I want to look legit.
Okay.
So but it's like walking into Disneyland.
You're making your way sort of up this wooden pontoon to this upturned ship establishment that by what chat has to say, this is called Booty Bay. And you go into the Big Booty Bay here, and it's kind of like a tavern where all these pirates seem to be congregating. And yet this seems like it's the main stopover or the port for people to get quests to share, sort of like adventuring shanties, to talk about and gossip about where local treasures are. But there's definitely an air of sadness that's happening in this the Booty Bay here, because all the pirates are they feel a little bit naked. They feel really sad because their shoulders are empty. Something that used to rest on their shoulder wasn't there. And if you look along the walls, you'll see plastered parchment saying, "Have you seen my parrot?"
Oh, no.
Sitting at the bar with an aura of leadership and charisma and authority is our guest. How do I say that without saying the guest? There it is.
Hello! Are there some visitors coming to our bar, I see?
Yes, we are visiting the bar. Yes, hello, hi. My name is Elaine, and I am 60 years old, and this is my completely platonic teenage girl who is my friend. You can go ahead and introduce yourself, sweetie. Go ahead.
Can I roll to see if I recognize this pirate?
Yeah.
Okay.
I assure you, it's not weird. We're just friends. It's kind of like a Doc and Marty situation, sort of like, you know, it's cool.
I got an 11.
You think that it could be one of about three from the tales that you have heard of, but your excitement, can you please roll a d20 again? You're surging.
A 10.
Roll a 10?
Yes.
All right, let's see what that does. A 10.
We'll see if this impresses my new pirate hero.
Oh, questions only. For the rest of the episode, or sacrifice half of your life at the moment, all communication must be in the form of a question. And you can thank Efrain Pezents for that one. Pezents is.
That is perfect.
Or is it?
What was the first thing you just said?
I said that is perfect, but that was out of character. Wait, do I as the character as Kate, do I have to ask everything in a question?
Broomhild question.
Oh, just Broomhild? Okay. All right. All right. So
I surge, I get too excited, I surge, and I say, are you Caroline the Widowmaker, or are you Ashley Raven, or are you...
Stop. It's rude to ask somebody if they are somebody famous. Just let our new friend introduce themselves. Pirate friend, what is your name?
I am Patty, the Pinkbeard Pirate Mage. You can't tell by my glorious pink hair.
Yes, of course.
And a beard, and also the beard.
I am the only female mage with a beard this far of the Booty Bay.
Of course you are. I've read of your exploit in Pirate Battle Mage Magazine's episodes 6 through 18.
And the best years of my life.
Oh, I'm such a fan. You have no idea. Oh, Elaine, how am I doing?
Okay, calm down. It's okay. Don't keep our new friend waiting. Tell Patty what is your favorite adventure that she's been on. Go ahead and tell her.
I forgot I was supposed to be asking questions. One moment. For me, let me stop again. What was my favorite episode? Will you just stay still so I can tell you, please?
Okay. You know what? Maybe you should calm down a little bit because you're not making any sense. Patty, thank you so much for your hospitality. That's wonderful. We so appreciate it. My friend has a map here, and we're looking for a specific place near Booty Bay. Do you think you could help us?
I might be able to help you. Little man that says he's 60.
I am 60 years old. What is, I mean, that's what I am. So
also, curse.
Say that again.
I said, that must be some curse.
So you recognize the magic I have been afflicted with. Patty, I have to ask you, do you know of any way to take this curse off me, please?
It definitely be something I could think about.
Okay, that's fair. You know, you don't know us, we don't know you. Okay, that's fair. Broomhild, are you okay? Are you all right? You're kind of quiet all of a sudden.
Am I? I'm wondering, Miss Petty, might you know a way to lift an island out of water?
Ah, yes.
Well, I don't know about lifting an island out of the water, but it's common knowledge around these parts that an island did exist at some point in time and was magically sunken to the depths of the sea. Therefore, there only be one way to get to this island under the sea.
What is it?
It is a magical spell that will allow the persons to breathe underwater.
That is a great idea. I love that idea. Also, Patty, can I ask, I don't know if we're friendly enough yet, but we're looking around and everybody seems kind of bummed out a little bit. Is this because of all of the parrots and animal friends that have gone missing? What happened?
Yes, it is the most sad thing that has ever happened to Big Booty Bay. All of our beloved parrots have gone missing. Yeah. And each time one of our parrots has disappeared in the night, the only thing that's left behind is one giant white feather.
Oh, that's so sad. I don't want to see a sad big booty. That's unfortunate, you know? I want to see happy, perky booty, everybody. So if there's anything that we can do to help, other than that clue, Broomhild, what do you think you can make anything of that? A white feather that is left behind? You're so smart. What could that mean?
Wasn't there a white feather when we went and found lamps? Didn't we find a white feather out there once?
I don't remember. It was weeks ago, and I have such an old man brain, I can't remember anymore.
There. Wouldn't it be fun if that was the case?
Yes, I don't know. I guess it would be fun. Yeah, convenient. And then, but how could we possibly use it? If we encountered a white feather when we got our griffin friend, are you saying that there could be a connection there? That there's maybe a connection between a white feather that we found and then these poor animals that had been taken?
Am I saying that?
We would be forever in your debt if you could find our missing parrots alive and get rid of this villain who be stealing our parrots.
Yeah. Have there been any griffin sightings in Big Booty Bay?
No griffin sightings.
Also, let me ask, as someone who is a resident of Big Booty Bay, you live here, you're a local. Do you say Big Booty Bay? Do you say BBB? Do you say booty? Do you say it's Big Booty? What do you call it as someone who lives here?
Is it the Bay?
The Bay.
Big Booty Bay!
Okay, that's what I thought. I just want to try to fit in with the locals as much as a 60-year-old man with a teenage friend who is a girl can. So thank you. Big Booty Bay! Oh, my neck. Oh, I can't do that. Okay. So what do we have to do to get to Breeze Underwater first?
Well, you have to find my parrot.
Oh.
You have to find my parrot, and then I can cast a spell and give you a potion that will allow you to drink underwater.
Okay. Yes. Okay. First question, because honestly, I have a lot of questions and I'm sure Broomhild is just going to tell you how much she is a fan of you. So here's my question. I'll handle the questions, Broomhild. First question. Does the Big Booty Bay have any enemies? Do you pirates have any enemies here?
We are a very isolated island. The only enemies we pirates have are each other searching for treasure.
Okay. Second follow-up question, because Broomhild, she is tongue-tied. Next follow-up question.
What's the question? All she can do is ask questions.
Have you seen any pirates in Big Booty Bay that have way too many parrots on their shoulders?
Sadly, all of the pirates are missing their parrots.
Okay. I'm out of questions. I don't know.
But I can tell you that we have been hearing shrieks from the neighboring dark forests. And three of our meanest, toughest pirates went into that forest, hoping to find the shrieks and our missing beloved parrots, and they have all vanished. Now, every single pirate is scared to go into the forest, and we all weep silently into our pillows, missing our parrots.
That's very vulnerable.
My heart is broken.
Yes, thank you.
And I say, would it be possible for us to save one of these feathers that's left behind?
You what?
Yes.
Okay. Great.
And I pull a giant white feather out of my spell pouch on my person, because it's a beloved feather. It's the only thing I have left from my Petey the parrot. Here is the feather you've requested.
Wow.
May it help you in your discovery.
I take it and I look at it for a second. I assume, Maud, I'm looking at just kind of a white feather. None special.
It's large. So it looks like a parrot's feather. Okay. But if anything, it is like, if a parrot's feather is like usually about yay big, this one is yay big.
Nice. All right. So
really large.
I show this.
I'm sorry.
No, please go ahead.
I have one more thing I'd like to tell you about. The night that my parrot went missing, so did some of my most prized magical possessions. Pouches of magical dust, vials of magical liquid, but most importantly, me spell book. That is the most important thing that has gone missing. I am the only person who has missed anything other than a parrot, and it's me spell book. That spell book is what I'm going to need to cast the spell on your potion.
Ah, That makes sense. Okay. I think we've got everything. Broomhild, do you have any other follow-up questions or anything you want to say to Patty, the pirate?
Do you know what legends we would be if we found Patty the Pinkbeard's missing spellbook?
Okay, okay, okay. Calm down. Calm
do
down.
You understand?
Dad.
19.
19?
19.
You got a 19.
I got 19. There's only a 5% chance of that happening.
You unlocked a spell of William Stewart, and that is called Hard Dave. You gain amazing self-healing powers.
Oh.
Maybe she could self-heal this question thing. That would be great because it's pretty annoying. Okay. Patty, the important thing is your beard looks fantastic. It's a gorgeous pink beard.
Thank you. My parrot, it matches my beard perfectly. Oh. It completes my look.
Oh, is Petey also a pink parrot?
Petey is a pink parrot. Petey is the only pink parrot on all of Big Booty Bay.
So I just want to get it straight. Is it Patty the Pink Beard and Petey the Pink Bird?
Aye, it is. We're quite the pair. The pink pair.
Perfect. I think that's perfect. Yeah. Okay. Well, if you will please point us in the direction of the forest, unless... Miss Patty, you want to accompany us to make things a little bit easier.
Oh, would you? 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 Would you?
No pressure. No pressure. Okay, Broomhild, stop. You're geeking out.
I can definitely go with you guys. I'll lead you to the right of the forest. Oh, then won't you get lost in the town and maybe get eaten by pirates on the way?
What? Really? That's just...
Oh, pirates! Oh!
Cannibal pirates? That's crazy. Okay. Was that the question, Broomhild? You sort of squealed.
If you ask a question like that, isn't it already kind of a question in your mind?
Am I projecting questions into your brain? Yes, I am. Okay, let's go. Come on, hoopah. Let's everybody go. Miss Patty the Pirate, please.
Really quickly,
lead the way.
Self-healing. Can Broomhild roll me a d20 to see if she can heal her questionable abilities?
Oh, 12.
Yeah. Yep.
Yay! I think I did a lovely job. I usually suck at games like that, so thanks, me. Thanks for that excellent surge. That was fun.
That was good. There you go. And your surge reset a surge. So that's really cool. How's Elaine feeling, by the way?
Old. Patty, what's the best thing about living in Big Booty Bay?
Well, for me, it's being surrounded by the sea. It's having endless opportunity to just scoop some booty from the bay at any time that I need. And it's just the freedom of being on the sea.
You know, I know that I'm new. We just arrived here, but I like Big Booty. I cannot lie. It's a nice place. Maybe it could be a good place to retire, really.
Well, we really only like pirates here.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, I understand. That's fine. Community is important. All right.
Like that, you'll probably be dead, what, soon?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, I hope not.
That very old age of your body, how's it hanging in there?
Not great. You know, just a few weeks ago, I had the nice taut buttocks of like a 16-year-old boy. Now they're drooping down to the back of my knees. It's rough down there, let me tell you. It's rough to get this kind of a peek into your future when you're so young.
I've seen worse.
Oh, that's very nice. That's very nice, Broomhild. Ah, you kids, you keep me young. Okay, are we in the forest yet?
You are trudging through the forest. Can everyone please roll me a perception? And actually, Elaine, can you give me a -3? Because your eyes aren't great, bud.
Got it. I happened to roll with my new dice. I'm rolling with a natural 19.
Nice.
I
make
a 3.
So that would be a
16 for me.
16, 19, mm-hmm. which is a 16 also. And a 14?
Yeah.
Fantastic. You guys make it further into the forest, but you notice that the forest is becoming a lot more gnarled and darkened, and the canopy is closing in so that the sun is getting blocked out and it's getting a lot thicker. And the trees are starting to look very kind of like the groaning of the wood. And you're wondering if that's from sort of like turning or if it's just the wind. So these forests are very unwelcoming. You continue to walk into the... Here's a shriek that you hear. You continue to walk into the forest. Could I please have another roll for perception?
Is this the spooky Halloween episode? Oh my God. 15.
12.
Negative 3. What's that one? 6. So the 6 and the 9, so both Patty and Elaine are getting a little bit spooked by that sound. And as they keep walking, they do not see the trap that they have just walked into. And it is the ones that whoop, loop around your ankle and flick you up into the air. So now Elaine and Patty, you are upside down being hung by a tree.
Am I outside the net?
You're outside. Oh,
the noose or whatever? Yep. Okay.
Is it possible that we missed this stupid tree?
Can I cast magic on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good thing I've got this handy dandy. And then I whip out a wand and I cast. What would a pirate? What would a good pirate sword be, guys?
A scimitar.
Yeah. With like lightning power on it.
Ooh, yeah.
Burgess, you know?
Whoa. Do a lightning scimitar? Hell yes, Claire.
Okay. But because you're upside down, -2.
Okay.
Roll for me.
Yeah. Cutlass. So I rolled a 10 and so I got an 8.
Oh, so you're trying to get the wand out, but as you keep turning to try and get the wand out, You just keep turning.
Oh no.
There's nothing to suspend onto it, so you're just doing some neato little circles.
It's okay, Patty. It's okay. You're here. It's me, Elaine. I got us into this mess. I didn't see the net because of my terrible eyes. Let me see if I can do something here to help. Okay, I've got... I know. I'll just wink at this because I have an acid wink.
That's right!
Alrighty.
Run us out of the rope. Broomhild, get ready to catch us.
I am.
So roll for direction.
I just want to take a moment to say...
Oh, no.
People watching that have the ability to have us re-roll. Great. Also, I just want to check in with everybody. Broomhild, how are you doing? Patty, how's everything?
Oh, I'm fine. I missed the questions, actually.
You do.
Just hang upside down.
Yeah, I know.
Blood rushed to my head.
I hope I don't hit you in the face, Patty. Okay, here we go. I rolled a 3, and I'm sure I'm about to get a reroll right now.
I'm going to take this second to thank David Blue for raiding the Twitch stream right now. Thank you so much for that raid. I really do appreciate it. For those that are joining us, welcome to Fungeons and Flagons. This is an improv. There it is. You got it. You got it, Elaine. You got a reroll. You can thank Adam Tulas for that. You got a reroll. Thank you, Adam. That's very, very sweet of you. This is an improv D&D adventure that you are.
18, baby.
Oh, so much better. Yes. So much better.
I'm not going to lie. Before I had pictured you to try and you are upside down, bending up to wink, and not because you've just hurt your back. You told me you just hurt your back. So you were going to try and go up and wink, but you were going to blow and spray acid from your eye all over your leg. So yeah, you were going to be free because your leg would have been melted away from your body.
But instead,
a really cool peg leg thing. That would have been.
I've still got it, baby.
But instead, because of Adam Toulos, my favorite old man needs a break, he has just commented. You have rolled an 18, and trying to see Patty look for the wand, you're kind of like, I got this. Swing, ting, and you do a perfect little wink, and it's on the rope and the rope only, and you land nicely on your feet. If you would like to untie Patty's noose, that's up to you. If you want to keep winking, help. Go for it.
Okay, hold still, dear. Here we go.
Oh, roll.
Oh, no.
Listen, that was
a plus foot. Three, you're really close. Plus three, you're really close.
Thank you. It's a foot in front of my face.
Yeah.
Natural 20, baby.
Oh! Whoa! Oh! Alrighty, with this 20, not only because you've just had your 18, so it's like you're really getting your groove back. The wink not only, you know, perfectly detaches the rope from around Patty's ankle, releasing her, but you actually manage to capture some of this acid in a vial. And you can now use this vial of acid whichever way you want at no roll. So you can use it perfectly without any chance involved because you have, you know, complete control over this vial of acid.
Wait, I just want to paint that mental picture. Is Elaine goes, I got you, baby. Vial, wink, squirt, yeah. Caps it, puts yeah. it in the pocket. I just wanted that out there.
Guess us old timers can still do some things, huh?
You've still got some moves, yeah.
And screw it, Patty gains like a point of like attraction because you're charismatic. A little bit.
Oh, nice. So Patty is even more glorious now. Okay.
Yeah, sure. Like that. Yeah.
Let's say it was like an acid peel, like you go to a facial, oh, just like just the good acid.
Rejuvenated skin. Glowing right now. Yes. So you survived the traps that were laid out into the forest. Keep walking for me and roll a perception check.
This time we were going for low, right? I got a 4.
Nine.
Alrighty, so Patty and Broomhild seem to be complimenting the dewy nature of each other's skin and just comparing tips and techniques and all of that. And when was the last time you got a womanicure? But Elaine notices a bit of a lump on the ground, something that, you know, strikes as sort of abnormal from the usual carpet of crispy leaves on the ground. You see a shape ahead that you would have missed. Crispy leaves, crunchy
crispy
leaves.
Leaf lump ahead, everybody. Calm down. Okay. I'm going to go and inspect it carefully. I have a sword I'm going to pull out. A little golden sword, and I'm going to poke the lumpy leaves. Here we go.
The lumpiness doesn't necessarily move on its own volition. You have rolled over what appears to be a corpse.
Oh.
Mein Gott. That is a dead body.
What?
Okay, I'm gonna check to see if they have like a wallet or something on them.
Roll perception.
She didn't say it was a humanoid body, you fucking bandit.
11.
11, alrighty. So do you just want to see... Okay, alright. Kate makes a really great point.
Step one, is it... What kind of a body is it, step one?
No.
Just want to...
You said, where's the wallet?
Alright, with an 11, I will tell you that there are no pockets.
If it's naked, I'm in the butthole, okay? I'm going to find the wallet. Ease away. Identification.
Okay. There is no hole in this bucket, dear Liza. There is actually, well, there are. There's no pants. There are no pants.
This is my first rodeo. I'm 60 years old. I've seen the naked buttocks. Who cares? What is on the person? What's on there?
Actually, strangely enough, the clothes have been taken from the corpse. There are no wallets. There are no weapons. They are just very, I mean, 11. There are three sort of like robbed men.
Are they cute? They look like humans?
These must be the three pirates that we sent to the forest.
Patty, have you listened?
Yes. Whoa.
These are, and actually straight away, now that Patty kind of comes a little bit closer and moves the leaves off the corpses, recognizes them as the three meanest, toughest pirates that was on Big Booty Bay. have been missing for, you know, about a week now. So that's been really obviously hard for you because you knew that they'd vanished, but you had hope, Patty. But they are dead. Elaine, do you want to keep rolling for perception? You know that there's nothing on them, but
no. I think the important thing is we know that their clothes was taken from them, but was a. Go ahead, Patty.
Can we tell how they were murdered?
You can. So the bodies have been pecked at, scratched, clawed at. Their eyes have been plucked out.
Ooh.
If they've been out here for a week, did that happen after they died, or is that the way that they died?
Oh, Elaine.
Roll for detective. Roll for investigation.
Listen, I watch a lot of Magical Matlock, and there's a lot of crimes he solves. 14.
You can deduce by the ways that the blood had gathered on the skin that they were alive, and that was probably the cause of death.
Okay, I would like to, with all the books that I've read about piracy, and I turn to Patty and I say, now correct me if I'm wrong, but and I get into the bodies of these pirates. And I start measuring the length of the beak marks. I was like, correct me if I'm wrong, but your standard parrot should only have a beak mark of about 5 millimeters. Is that about right? And these, and then I'd like to see if there's a difference in the size of the beak that's been pecking, or if this is maybe the parrot's. That's a 9.
No, you are so excited at a notion of like, you. Evidence that you kind of get so swept up on it, and you use words like discombobulation and I'm hypothetically theorizingly.
Oh no, I'm blowing it.
Again, Patty, you have to forgive my friend. She's not a great artificer. You know, it's something that is, it's not that important. Okay, the next step is we have to figure out.
Actually, really quickly, Elaine. Do you feel that a death of three innocent men is an injustice?
You know, I would have. I'm going to be honest with you. But now that I have lived life as an old man, I know that we all have our times. Their time's going to come. You know, you have to make peace with that, you know?
Those were the friends you're talking about.
They
were my heart. They were the strongest pirates in all of Big Booty Bay. They didn't deserve to be pecked, have their peckers pecked right off of their little bodies.
You know, you're right. They did not deserve to have their peckers pecked off of their bodies. I don't know what's come. I feel like me being in this body has made me cynical and curmudgeon-y. I don't like it. I used to be so cool and young. No, I was never cool. Okay, you know what? You're right. And now, I am so mad that there's injustice here and I need to go and figure
out. I'm just kidding. They were very evil men. That's why we sent them into the woods.
I'm too late. I'm surging. I got a 9.
It says just, oh, this is great. Oh, okay, cool. thank you, Herky. Keep a soft upper lip. You grow a thick mustache. It just doesn't do anything but make you more handsome. But now, Elaine, just to go with your old body, is a beautiful Tom Selleck, thick, luscious mustache.
He becomes like instantly 20 times more believable.
Do you think I'd get carded by any bouncers if we go someplace? Probably.
Not anymore. Not with that.
Okay, let's focus. We have a mission to try to complete. We got to find these parrots so that we can breathe underwater and then go find the treasure. And we've got eight. Whoa.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Can I have a ball of light as a mage? Am I allowed to be a light person? Can I carry a ball of light?
Yes, because it is quite dark in here. So you now have light, so you can see an extra 5 feet in front of you than you could before. Do you want to travel towards the shriek?
Absolutely.
Okay, so as you travel towards the shriek with your newfound light, I would have made you roll perception, but with that light, you no longer have to because you can see this tree house that has been built up from the apex and canopies of this cluster of trees. And with the wood, they have made this kind of like thing. You see that it has been made a bit of a very basic degenerate tree house with walls and a ladder. Actually, no ladder. You just see that there's a tree house up there. Way to figure it out on the spot, Morn.
No ladder? How did they get up there?
Maybe they just flew up there.
Whoa.
Got carried by monkeys?
I think that's got to be it. They must have been carried by monkeys. Let's call and summon some monkeys.
Fuck it, roll for me.
Is it going to be slow moving monkeys, but an 11?
11. All right. You do not summon a monkey, but you do kind of create a bit of a stir that the canopy that sits above, the leaves that sits above the treehouse, parrots burst out from it in surprise and like kind of start fluttering around.
PT! PT, it's me! Mommy's come for you!
I'm looking for a pink, like a perfectly pink parrot.
Yes, I can't find... I think I see it. I think that's Petey right there. It's pink parrot.
You heading?
I can't tell. Too many parrots. Are these all of my parrot people? Who can tell?
Yes. You notice that these are the parrots from the Big Booty Bay. Hey!
Big Booty Bay. Do you... Where's... Petey, do we see him? Do we see Petey, the pink bird?
No.
None of these parrots have the bright pink feathers of my Petey.
Are you calling out to Petey?
I would like to call out using our special call.
And you hear a...
So beautiful.
Petey! Petey, you don't sound perfect.
Okay, we have to get this parrot, and I know I'm an old man, but Broomhild, throw me up there. Come on, we've done it before. Do it again. Toss me up. Get the parrot.
How high up is the treehouse?
About
15 feet. 15 feet? Oh, yeah, no problem, little man. And pick you up by your armpits. Down and whoosh!
I'll give you a +2. You're strong.
I am strong. 15 total.
Nice. Alrighty. So with that, Elaine, actually roll to see how you land it, Elaine.
I'm going to land it easily. 19, baby.
Whoa!
That was like, you guys, because you've been teamed up for so long, you really do get each other. He is a tiefling that can teleport. My God. I mean, I'll blame it on you, dementia, but that is just, you were in a trap and I was like, he's going to teleport. And he didn't. He did it after. That's cool.
Didn't want to give you an opportunity.
I am like setting you up. It's great.
Teleport me into a wall. So I that's it. I'll do throw me.
Okay. Well, Elaine has successfully been thrown into what looks like sort of a main doorway, archway opening into the treehouse, and there you see a giant stoic. Let's go full screen for this one, Marian. And it says,
I don't go by Pidgey anymore.
Okay,
good to see ya, Patty.
Plot twist, I didn't
got an eye patch on. It's been a while.
Oh, I've missed ya, Petey. Where are all of your pink feathers?
I evolved.
I grew up.
Okay, wait, time out. Quick question. You said you evolved in your own lifetime. How is that possible?
Great question. I happen to be a bird, a parrot of the greatest mage. I don't know if you've heard of her. It's Paddy the Pink Beard. With her pink beard. When you're around that much magic all the time, the fuses and the powders and the liquids, they start getting inside of you. And the spells that kept getting cast, one spell too many around me, and I overnight grew like this. And I thought, I no longer have to be domesticated or someone's pet or a shoulder accessory.
Let me stop you right there.
I got to leave the nest, as they say.
Let me stop you right there. I think that's a great origin story, but here's the thing. You left your mother behind without saying goodbye. That's all that really you should do. You can look down there and you can see she's so sad. She's crying. And if you're now a super evolved being and you want to leave because you're a teenager, I can relate to that. I'm a teenager in an old man's body, okay? I get it. But please just go down there, say goodbye, and then everything will be fine, okay? Also, do you have a magic book that you happen to take? Because she's going to need that back to help us.
So many questions. You make a good point. I didn't say goodbye to me, ma. I love me, ma. We've been through everything together. But I just know that my life is so much more than just being a pet.
Nobody said it wasn't. We're just saying you gotta say goodbye to your mom, okay? You know, call your mom, okay? Huh? Do that. Call your mom.
Could have called me ma. Yeah. I've got these big actual hands now, I guess, and my wings, and I can go so far. But it got me thinking. I was like, why are we all tied to the pirate? Why can't we be our own bird and fly? You know?
Nobody's saying what you're saying is wrong, but we're just...
I had to go into town. I had to go to Big Booty Bay. And I had to take them all, free them.
Elaine, how's it going up there?
Okay, so there's some crazy stuff happening. Give me a minute here.
Have you found my Peaky?
Yes and no, but we're gonna figure this out. I'll be right down.
Okay. Can Patty use her mage to just fly up there?
Yeah. Plus 10.
I just really wanted to see you, you know. Get thrown up on there.
Ma!
I rolled a 9 plus 10, so that's a 19.
I miss sitting on your shoulder. I miss your shoulder also being my toilet. I miss all of it, really.
Oh, Petey, you left in the night. I only ever wanted you to be happy. I thought we had a good thing going.
We do. I just realized that I can do so much more and be so much more than a sidekick, than a parrot. I'm an Aarakocra now.
Oh, Petey, I want you to be happy. If this makes you happy, it makes you happy.
Ma, it makes me happy. We're happy here.
Okay, hug your mom. Hug your mom already. Come on.
Let's hug. And I nestle into your shoulder and do like a pluming kind of...
Did you find him?
Yes, we found him.
Oh, that's great news!
I'm going to jump down because they're having a mother-child moment here.
Okay. All right, I'll catch you. Don't teleport.
Okay, so Patty looks to Petey and goes, Petey, I do need a couple of things we gotta talk about.
Okay, ma.
I know you took me book, and I need me book. I'm happy to share spells with you. Heck, I'm even happy to teach you how to use the book, but I need my book.
I didn't think you would, Ma. I had to take it. I needed the spell book to learn the spells to make the pirates like me big and on their own. But it hasn't been working.
And as you look around these pirates, some of them are a little bit bigger. Some of them are like four times the size. Some of them kind of like have a really long neck. Other ones have really big claws. And you can see that Petey has, you know, been experimenting with the book.
I just didn't think that you would teach me to do it. That means so much, Mum.
Oh, yeah, Petey. I love you. You're my parrot. I mean, you're your own parrot. And I'm happy to have you be your own parrot. But magic is tricky, you see. It's not just something you can play with. It'd be very dangerous for you to just try to work it out on your own. And you know, for the parrots, the other parrots, they need to have the choice. Some of those parrots love their pirate buddies. And they never want to leave their pirate buddies' sides. You have to give them the choice or they'll resist the magic.
Well, the thing, some of them did make the choice and their dead bodies are somewhere around here.
Oh.
Their owners, because they didn't like them. They were very mean. They made the choice for the freedom. I want to turn them first. They've been liberated. But also, you said I could be my own bird. And if that's the case, I would like a new name. I don't feel like Petey represents me as I am now. I'd like to be called Talon.
Talon is a mighty fighter.
Oh, I'm not done. Jimmy Talon.
Jimmy Talon. Jimmy Talon Pig Feather. You'll always be Piggy to me, Talon.
Fair enough, you'll always be my mom.
I can hear some crying up there. I have a good feeling that we are going to get the book because Patty the Pirate was so excited to see her son.
I can't wait to see how this turns out.
Crazy.
I didn't think you'd understand the way you have. I really love it. I love you. I've always loved you. I think you're amazing. You're the best mage around as well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Talon.
Who's this man that got thrown up here and then jumped off?
Oh, that's the mighty fine visitors that have come to the island. They offered to help me find you, my beloved, and rescue the other parrots.
You always were good at making friends. Hello!
And with the giant wingspan of this arrow cockra, this beautiful, girthy wing waves. But it's impressive.
What do they want? They got a look of need about them.
They want to go travel in the ocean to find the town that's underneath the sea, you know?
The island.
Sunken, yes.
Oh, have you told them they're fucked yet?
I am going to let them find out they're fucked on their own.
You know what? You made me learn this lesson on my own. And I really appreciate you for it, Mum.
Ah, yes. Well, you know, only lessons can be learned by themselves.
And at that moment, they've bonded and they've established an even stronger relationship together. Jimmy Talon hands over the spell book, knowing that in the future, Mama will teach them the spells and how to use them. And, you know, the beautiful decision-making that the parrots will get to have. A little thing called choice.
And just, you know, let's make Sunday evening Sunday spell nights, and we'll just make some spells and find some booty.
Yeah, I thought you'd have fun. That sounds amazing. Sounds great. I mean,
it sounds like a perfect Sunday night, honestly.
Do anything else with me, ma?
So now you are in possession of that spell book.
Then I call down to my partners and I'm like, I got the spell. And I turn one last time to Talon and I like
nod to Talon approvingly, and then I float down.
Ah, and Talon, with a wing over his heart, nods back, and then has to just wipe one perfect tear from the corner of his eye.
Ding!
And that tear becomes the potion.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Oh! Oh, is this...
Yes. Okay, now with this spell book, I will be able to make the potion that the two of you need to travel to the bottom of the sea to this mysterious sunken town.
We're ready.
Right. Right. And then I turn around and I take the tear. It's still like on the tip of my finger. And I call upon some other elements and a little vial, you know, from anywhere, because I'm a mage, and I mix it all up, but I don't let you see because
very
secret. So I turn around and I say, thank you very much for helping me be reunited with Talon. And then I hand potions.
It was our pleasure, Patty the Pirate. Do we drink this or put it on our bodies? What do? Put it on the next to grow gills? How does it work?
You just take a sip out of it. It is something that you drink. There are three charges in here. Just three. Three. Three uses. Three people one time. One person two times, another person once. Whatever. Three.
And we each have a bottle that has three, or we're sharing one that has three?
Just the one little bottle full of three charges that you must drink.
And once we drink it, how long can we breathe underwater for?
1 As long as you need.
Okay, these are important questions to ask, Broomhild. I don't know why you all of a sudden stop asking questions. We have to know this.
1 hour each.
Okay. Okay.
Oh my god, Patty got us! We believed it was infinite! We're so stupid! Yeah.
Oh. I'm about to live under the sea for the rest of my life, but no, it's 1 hour, sounds about right. Okay. Thank you, Patty the Pirate. It has been an honor.
Been an honor.
We got potions for Patty. We got, these are real! As I'm being ushered away by Elaine, like, these are real! These are genuine! This is amazing!
Edge.
Ah, shit. Just a straight up one. Just a one. Just the one.
Oh, do we want to re-roll that? Let me read out what this one is going to be, and let's see if anyone's got a re-roll lined up here.
Don't worry about it. Don't re-roll. Don't even worry.
You're not holding the bottle, are you?
No.
Yeah, nope. I think I was.
Elaine, roll for me. This is going to be an oh nay exception A. You must communicate in pig Latin.
Oh no. Oh no. I rolled a six.
Six.
The thing, okay, so earlier when I was like, don't re-roll it, I'm gonna live with this one. You have to re-roll this. I cannot. On a biological level.
Okay.
It's not possible.
Possible. I can't even do it either.
Broomhild, give me some potion. Give me some. Are you okay? What's wrong with you? What's gotten into you, Broomhild?
I can't believe it's real. This is big booty, baby. Do you know where you are?
Caitlin, is anyone?
Ig Bay, Udi Bay, what are you talking about?
Is anyone re-rolling?
No, my hubris.
Nope.
Oh my god, you're all dead to me.
wait. Never mind. Oh, no, there's a comment saying 8K, which is Kate. Oh, what is happening, Caitlin? Really? Isaac did it? Isaac has granted you a reroll.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Like, I owe you money for the a little bit every week for the rest of the year. Thank you. All right. 16. That seems a lot better.
There we go.
Woo! Isaac.
I am still going to strike through that one because we know what it is. Thank you.
Please set that one on fire.
We've got the light of might. Your body glows bright and lights up the area. A warmth fills everyone in your party and gives everyone in your party a +1 to all of their roles for the next minute or until you leave this area. Thank you.
We're going to leave the area now. Bye-bye.
But just before we do, I surge and I've still got that like, oh my God, Patty. And then you see me, Patty, you see me glow brilliantly and you just feel good. You just feel like, ah, yeah, hell yeah.
Great day.
And then I get swept out of the tavern by Elaine.
There you go. And that is where we will end tonight's episode of Fungeons and Flagons. Thank you so much for watching this, not only live on Twitch and on YouTube, but for those watching this on video on demand, really appreciate that. Thank you for the reroll, Isaac. Glad it helped. Ha ha ha. You bet it did. Really appreciate that. A one surge is never going to be good. Let's just say that right now. Thank you so much to Claire Grant, who has joined us for this episode. And Patty, the pink beard pirate mage. Claire, where can people find you and use this chance to promote anything you would like?
You can find me at Claire Grant everywhere. No I in Claire. And I have a couple of things coming out soon, a couple movies coming out soon, but I guess they might even be out if someone's watching it later in life. I don't know. Let's just put a pin in that until they do, but that's it.
Everything so you don't miss it at all. Claire with no I. Kate Hector, where can people find you? We'll start with you, Kate.
You can find me on Instagram at Kate Welch Cha 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 with 4 H's. And sometimes I'm streaming here on Twitch too, same name. Otherwise, if you can't find me anywhere else, that's just the way it is.
You're not looking hard enough.
No.
Some things will never change. I'm online at Hector is funny. And I'm hoping that next week my character will be de-aged finally.
All righty. Well, the adventurer pass holders have access to create surges. So let's just see that maybe something could come up to help that out. You just really appreciate your time. We are going to shut down so we can do the after show and talk about the episode that just happened. Thank you again to our adventure pass holders, to our DM pass holders, to everyone who's been using their rerolls. Appreciate that. Thank you to Sirenscape for the epic music. Again, thank you to John Daly for creating an amazing intro for Fungeons and Flagons that is ours to use. We will be back next week, guys. Until then, ho there, travelers, and well met.